And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Hope your day is going fantastic. Currently outside, it is around 64 degrees. We're looking at a high of around 75, cloudy most of the day. And joining us in studio this morning is Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. And good morning, Yvonne. How are you doing today?
Good morning on this dreary Monday morning. I'm fabulous.
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. A little tired coming back from Garden City. That was a long trip.
And it's a long trip when it's that kind of a long trip.
Yeah, we got in at 4 o'clock yesterday morning. So,
oh,
yeah. So I slept a lot yesterday.
Yes.
All right. But still lots of great things going on over at Coffeyville Community College as the summer starts to crank up. So right now, enrollments are still going on, though, correct?
Absolutely. We are actively enrolling for summer classes and for fall classes. We have mixed up our summer classes a little bit this year, so make sure that if you're interested in taking some classes that you reach out to our Student Success Center, and you can reach them at studentsuccess@coffeyville.edu is the best way to stay in touch with them.
All right, and so again, the enrollment is going on right now, and just kind of a few other things, because we're going to have some guests here on in just a second talking about the auction that's coming up, but a few other things still going on, correct?
Right. We are doing the Children's Summer Theater, and we're pretty excited about that. It's the Schoolhouse of Rock Junior, and then, you know, for the last couple of visits, I've been mentioning the Quack Clash, so don't forget about that. That's July 10th, along with the Coffeyville Summer Celebration. And we are still going strong with our athletics. So we still have students on campus. Soccer had a great couple of wins this past weekend. And I believe baseball is out now, but they gave it a big old try, good try over the weekend. And so we'll see where soccer goes. And football is still going strong. We got Independence this Saturday.
Yeah, the Montgomery County Clash this Sunday.
It's going to be Sunday?
I believe it's Sunday.
You're right.
Sunday afternoon, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's always fun when Coffeyville Indy hook up.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be a great weekend and a great week to be a Raven. So, yeah.
As always. Well, Yvonne, thank you so much for coming in. But if you could go ahead and introduce our guest who will be talking about the auction coming up.
You bet. We have been promoting the auction. We're doing something a little different. And so I'm not going to take a ton of time. I'm just going to pass the mic basically to Sally Presson, who has been in our foundation office for years and is passing the torch to Travis Young. And so Travis is in the studio with us as well. And so I'm actually going to bug out and let them share with you our exciting news about how we're handling our scholarship endowed auction this year. So it's all yours, guys.
All right. Thank you so much, for Yvonne, for coming in today. And yes, joining us here in studio is Sally Presson and Travis Young. And guys, welcome. It's good to have you guys today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. Well, Sally, just kind of give everybody what... You got an auction coming up, so what does all that entail?
I'm going to let Travis say that because he's taking the lead on this, since he's going to be my replacement. So I'm going to turn you over to Travis Young. He's doing a great job, and he's getting his feet wet real quick.
All right, Travis, if you can kind of get close to the mic, about a fist length away from the mic, that way we can hear you pretty good today. And good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. That's good. How about yourself?
It's going pretty good. Again, Sally says she's handing over the reins to you for the auction. So just tell us a little bit about the auction.
Yeah, so we're really excited this year. It's going to be a little different. We wish we were in person, but it's going to be virtually. So it started on Saturday the 15th, and then it goes all the way through May 31st. At 11:59 p.m. And how you can register is you can go to coffeyville.edu, the Coffeyville Community College website, and on the banner on the main screen, there is a link where you can click on. And once you click on that link, it'll take you to our auction site, and then you can start viewing items and register as a bidder there.
What are a few of the items that are going to be up for auction that folks can bid on? Because it looks like, I see your list there, it looks like quite a bit of stuff to bid on.
Yeah, we have about 140 to 150 items, but some of our top items are signed basketball by the 2021 national champion men's Red Raven basketball team.
I'm pretty sure everybody would love that one right there.
The John Deere X330 42-inch riding lawnmower. Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl champion golf cart. Green Egg grill. A large grill with accessories, a 36-inch Blackstone grill, a convertible picnic table bench seat, John Deere pedal tractor and wagon. We have actually two sets of two Adirondack chairs, a Toro snowblower, Coach purse, and a Bud Light neon sign. Those are kind of our top 12, 10 items.
Right, and those are, I would love the golf cart myself, so I could just roll down the road in that. So for people who may not be familiar with the auction, where do the funds from the auction go to? Do they go back to the school, or where do they go to?
Yes, the main purpose of our auction is to support students, to help them afford an education and give them an opportunity they may not otherwise have, so that they can pursue their goals, whether they're a student or an athlete, or and help them get to the next level in their goals.
So what it is, it's almost kind of like a fundraising for scholarships to help students, like you said, that may not have a chance to go to community college on their own, a chance to go to school.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what it's for.
So how long has the auction been going for? When was the first year of this auction? Kind of the history of it.
This is our 35th auction. We didn't get to have one last year because of COVID. And so actually at the time we were preparing for this, we were restricted to numbers. So that's why we went virtual this year. So at least bring in some kind of money for our scholarships. So it's been going on for 35 years.
So been going on a pretty good long time. So, and again, it's helped tons of students be able to attend school, which they may not be able to. So how does the auction work? Of course, like you said, you can go online and bid. But when I was talking to Yvonne a couple of weeks ago, it's a little bit different that when you bid on something and somebody outbids you, you kind of get a notification of that, correct?
Yes, you will get a notification. You'll bid on an item, and then if someone outbids you, get a notification. And then at the end of the auction, there's bid wars. So if someone bids at 11:59 or 11:58, then it's going to go on for 10 more minutes. So it gives that person an opportunity that had the bid originally to still go ahead and bid.
So you literally could have, like you said, bid at 11:58, and adds 10 more minutes. You literally could have people, if they want to, just keep going back and forth until finally somebody's like, okay, I'm not going to bid anymore. So that could make that'd be a lot of fun, though, going back and forth, because bid wars are a lot of fun, are they not?
Yeah, absolutely.
So again, yep. Great stuff being bid on here for this coming up. And just kind of also, I know we're talking about the auction, but Travis, just kind of tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Of course, you just started here with Coffeeville Community College not too long ago, correct?
Yep, that's correct. Yep.
So just kind of tell everybody about yourself a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I'm originally from Caney, Kansas. Came to Coffeeville and went to school at Coffeeville Community College. Love Coffeeville. I played, coached here, and then went on to Pittsburgh State, got my bachelor's in business management, and then master's in business administration. And then I worked there in the football department, and then I got hired on at Cherryville High School as the head football coach last year. And then I just recently took the job at Coffeeville Community College in the foundation.
All right. So again, I mean, like you said, you've gone to Coffeeville, so you know the school very, very well. And I know you've probably bleed red, Raven Red. So guys, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And Travis, if anybody has any questions, and Sally, if anybody has any questions, how can they get a hold of you guys?
They can call us at 620-252-7070, or so they can send me an email at young.travis@coffeeville.edu.
All right. So, again, lots of things going on, especially this auction coming up. And then it begins again. It's actually underway right now.
It is underway. It started on Saturday the 15th, and it goes all the way through May 31st.
All right. So, lots of great items to bid on over there. And be sure to participate in that. And, again, the money for it going to a very good cause, going to students who may not be able to go to school. It's kind of like a scholarship for them, so they can be able to attend school. So, well, guys, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we will talk to you guys here in a couple weeks, and hopefully we can kind of get some results on those auctions and find out how much money was raised.
Thank you very much for having
us. All right. Thank you so much, guys. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour for you. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.